Fred Film Radio, San Sebastian Film Festival, Spain.
Fred from Radio, I'm David Martos. This is the 67th edition of San Sebastian Film Festival, and we're here with Eva Green, a leading actress in Proxima, in competition here in San Sebastian. Thank you very much for being with us today. My first question would be, we're used to see films about space, about astronauts, but we always travel with the astronauts to the moon or to Mars. We never focus on the people that remain on Earth. Did you find this interesting about this project?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've seen so many movies that glamorize space travel, but we've never seen really something that is about the actual day-to-day training that is actually very intense. You know, it's physically grueling, and it's very, you know, it's very emotional. And so I thought that was quite interesting. And then you realized how masochistic, how wonderful the astronauts are. The job is very demanding. You know, they go beyond their limits. They endure all this pain, but just to, I think they embrace it because they know it's for a greater good, which is the exploration of space. So they almost like they, I see them as saints almost, like they, it's like they it's quite amazing.
Your character is a woman, obviously. It's a mother and it's an astronaut. She works and she's a mother and she doesn't give up any of those things. I mean, she wants to keep being a mother and keep working. Do you think did you feel identified with that challenge that many women live around the world today in Europe, in America, everywhere?
Yeah, I mean, it's a very modern film. You know, I'm sure lots of women will identify with this situation, and they are, you know, they all faced with the dilemma of having a high-powered career or having a family. It is it's quite a it's a conflict. It's a movie that says that it's okay for a woman to pursue her dream, even if it means leaving the family for a while.
But still, the world of your character is male-driven in some ways, don't you think?
Very male-driven. And, I mean, I wanted to play that movie as well because it is, I mean, it's an astronaut, you know. It's quite cool, it's very virile, very empowering as well. But, you know, my character is a single mother. She arrives quite late on the mission. So she has to work harder, she has to train harder than her male colleagues, and it's very hard. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What is it? What do you value the most when you choose a project? Is it the role? Is it the director? Is it a mixture of both?
I mean, the script is very important, and I really have to feel connected in some way to the character. Like it has to make me want to, you know, work on it . And I just need to fall in love with the character, with the story. And then, of course, it helps tremendously when you get on with the director.
Yeah.
It's a combination, I guess.
How did you find your work with Alice?
Alice is very passionate. She's very, very demanding, very sensitive. She knows exactly what she wants. And we rehearsed quite a lot in advance with the child, Zilly. And that I really liked because, you know, when you do movies, usually it's very hard to rehearse. We don't have time. Mm-hmm. So I really treasured those moments.
Mm-hmm. So my last question would be, how do you feel we've been talking about the role of a woman in a work like being an astronaut. How do you feel about being an actress with all the things surrounding your actual work, which is acting, with all the photographs and red carpets and things? And how do you feel about that other part of the job?
The press?
The press you have to pay.
Do you want to know the truth?
I mean, everyone wants to know the truth.
Well, yes. It's part of the game. I take it. You know, when I've always been very shy. So at the beginning, when even like my first movie was The Dreamers, the Bertolucci movie, and it was pure torture for me. I was like, blood stopped going to my brain. Somebody asking me a question. It was a real big deal. So I'm kind of proud of myself that I'm not passing out now. You know, I deal with it, but I have to admit that it's not my favorite thing. But it's always good to, you know, when I'm proud of promoting a movie, then I'm proud of talking to you, and I'm proud of Proxima. So it's easy.
Part of the job.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Thank you. This was an interview for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.